Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Syria has given approval for humanitarian convoys to reach all of the country's 19 besieged areas by the end of the month, according to the UN Thursday. It comes with a warning that approval does not mean delivery. We were informed by our team in Damascus that basically there has been permission given and approval by the government of Syria for all 19 areas, according to a United Nations envoy, Stefan de Mistura. He pressed that Syria has given such approvals in the past before ultimately blocking convoys from distributing life-saving supplies. Two suicide bomb attacks near the entrance of a military base north of Baghdad in a market killed at least 18 people Thursday, according to police. In a statement posted online, the Islamic State group claimed responsibility for both attacks and named the two Iraqi suicide bombers. The attack by the entrance of one of Iraq's largest military bases in Taji, just north of Baghdad, killed at least 7 people, wounding 18, according to police there. A suicide bomb explosion in the mostly Shiite neighborhood of Baghdad's Jadida killed at least 11 people. Israel's government has suspended special permits for tens of thousands of Palestinians during the holy month of Ramadan after Wednesday's night attack on a cafe in Tel Aviv. 4 people were killed, 5 wounded. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu denounced the attack.
I think a larger tragedy was avoided by the resolute action of citizens, of security people, police. We're going to take the necessary steps to attack the attackers and to defend those who need to be defended.
Meanwhile, police have both shooters in custody. VOA News. Friends,